आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस: नेशन पेज होमेज टू फादर ऑफ द नेशन महात्मा गांधी एंड फॉर्मर प्राइम मिनिस्टर लाल बहादुर शास्त्री ऑन देयर बर्थ एनिवर्सरी टुडे। फेस्टिवल ऑफ विजयदशमी और दशहरा बीइंग सेलिब्रेटेड अक्रॉस द कंट्री टुडे। Government hikes minimum support prices for rabi crops for 2026-27 marketing season. At least 12 civilians killed in violent protests across Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir as demonstrators clash with Pakistani security forces. And in cricket, two-match test series between India and West Indies to begin today in Ahmedabad. And now the news in detail. The nation pays homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his birth anniversary today. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indians mission abroad. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his birth anniversary today. Gujarat, the home state of Mahatma Gandhi, will host a series of activities to celebrate the birth anniversary of father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will attend the prayer meet at Kirti Mandir, the birthplace of Mahatma Gandhi in Porbandar. Our correspondent reports that 30% special market promotion assistance will be provided to khadi and polycloth in the state from Gandhi Jayanti.
Taking forward the Gandhian vision of Swadeshi, the state-run khadi outlets will launch special discount sales from today to support rural artisans and promote the spirit of spinning wheel and Swadeshi. In line with the call of PM Narendra Modi for vocal for local and Har Ghar Swadeshi, Ghar Ghar Swadeshi, the state government has declared 30% discount on khadi as well as handloom products from today. Consumers will get this benefit as compensation on khadi purchases till 31st December of this year. The khadi board will also organize khadi and polyvastra exhibition come sale fairs at multiple locations across the state on this Gandhi Jayanti. Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
A Sarva Dharma Prarthana Sabha is being held at Bapu Samadhi Rajghat in the national capital. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat this morning. President Draupadi Murmu paid tribute to father of the nation Mahatma Gandhi on his 156th birth anniversary. In her message, President Murmu said, "This is an occasion to dedicate to the ideals and values of the father of the nation." She added that Mahatma Gandhi has given the message of peace, tolerance and truth, which is an inspiration for the entire humanity. Mr. Modi also paid tribute to former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his 121st birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Lal Bahadur Shastri was an extraordinary statesman whose integrity, humility and determination strengthened the nation even in challenging times. He also said that Lal Bahadur Shastri personified exemplary leadership, strength and decisive action. The festival of Vijayadashami or Dashera is being celebrated across the country today. The day also marks the culmination of Navratri and Durga Puja. The festival is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravan, marking the triumph of good over evil. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the Dashera celebrations at Madhav Das Park, Red Fort in Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will take part in the Dashera celebrations organized by the IP Extension Ram Leela Committee in the national capital. The Prime Minister is scheduled to arrive at the venue located in the Parpadganj area of East Delhi around 6 PM and will participate in the traditional Ravan Dahan ceremony, marking the triumph of good over evil. Prime Minister has greeted the people on the occasion of Vijayadashmi. In a social media post, Prime Minister said that the festival celebrates the triumph of good and righteousness over evil and falsehood. Mr. Modi wished that courage, wisdom and devotion always guide the path of citizens. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Morning News. Government has hiked minimum support prices, MSP, for all mandated Rabi crops for 2026-27 marketing season. A decision to this effect was taken by the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. Briefing media after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the revised MSPs will not only provide farmers with remunerative returns, but also encourage crop diversification, contributing to greater resilience in India's agriculture economy. Union Cabinet approved Mission for Atmanirbharta Impulses, a landmark initiative aimed at boosting domestic production and achieving self-sufficiency in pulses. The mission will be implemented over a six-year period from 2025-26 to 2030-31 with a financial outlay of 11,440 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnaw said, Pulses mission will drive production to 350 lakh tons by 2030-31.
11,440 crore rupees ke
with a total outlay of 11,440 crore, we have launched a new mission to achieve self-reliance or Atmanirbharta in pulses. Over the next 6 years, several initiatives will be undertaken under this mission. First, we will focus on increasing productivity. Second, we aim to expand the area under pulse cultivation. And third, we will work on strengthening the entire value chain.
Complete value chain pe kaam karna.
Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is, public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has been mainstreaming the Northeast, turning it into a new engine of India's growth.
Once seen as a distant frontier, Northeast India is now a beacon of progress, peace and potential. Over the past 11 years, the Narendra Modi government has pursued a transformative vision for inclusive development with a special focus on regions that were historically overlooked. Among these, the Northeastern region has witnessed unprecedented growth and integration into the national mainstream. Speaking at the Rising Northeast Investors Summit on 23rd March 2025 in New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized the critical role of Eastern India in achieving a Viksit Bharat.
Viksit Bharat ke nirman ke liye Purvi Bharat ka viksit hona bahut zaruri hai. और नॉर्थ ईस्ट पूर्वी भारत का सबसे अहम अंग है हमारे लिए इसका मतलब सिर्फ एक दिशा नहीं है हमारे लिए इसका मतलब है एम्पावर एक्ट स्ट्रेंथन एंड ट्रांसफॉर्म पूर्वी भारत के लिए यही हमारी सरकार की नीति है
The Narendra Modi government has gone beyond the conversion of the Look East policy to Act East, and now its policy is Act Fast for Northeast and Act First for Northeast. Since 2014-15, the budgetary allocation to the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region has increased by 2.5 times from around 2,333 crore rupees to 5,900 crore rupees in 2024-25. The Modi government is also implementing the Uttar Purv Transformative Industrialization Scheme Unnati 2024 for industrial development in the Northeastern region. The Northeastern Region Vision 2020 document provides an overarching framework for the development of the region to bring it at par with other developed regions under which different ministries have undertaken various initiatives. From being on the margins of the India story, the Northeast is quickly becoming one of the country's growth engines.
GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which commenced on 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. The reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens by reducing the tax rate on various goods and services. Today, we are presenting a report on the GST cut on fitness centers and bicycles. A report.
In order to provide major relief to citizens, the government has taken an important step to ease the financial burden of households. Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has slashed the tax rates on gym and fitness centers from 18% to 5%. The significant reduction in GST will lower the out-of-pocket expense for fitness enthusiasts and encourage healthier lifestyle. Along with this, the government has also cut down the tax rates on bicycles from 12% to 5%, marking a significant step towards promoting fitness, outdoor activities and healthier lifestyles. The rationalization under new reforms has made fitness centers more accessible, encouraging a societal shift from curative healthcare to preventive health, ultimately reducing long-term health expenditure for families. The reduction in taxes on gym, fitness and bicycles mark a decisive step towards building a healthier and more active nation. With Drishti Rohan for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief on the demise of the classical singer Pandit Channulal Mishra. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he remained dedicated throughout his life to the enrichment of Indian art and culture. Praising the classical singer, the Prime Minister said that along with taking classical music to the masses, Pandit Channulal Mishra also made an invaluable contribution to establishing Indian tradition on the global stage. At least 12 civilians have been killed in the past 3 days of violent protests across Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, as demonstrators clashed with Pakistani security forces over political and economic grievances. The most recent violence unfolded yesterday, with 8 civilians killed during confrontations at Neelam Bridge and other locations. The protests led by the Awami Action Committee, AAC, have paralyzed POK over the past 72 hours. Moving on to the world of sports. In cricket, the 2-match test series between hosts India and West Indies is set to begin today. The first match will be played at the iconic Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad from 9:30 a.m. We have more from our sports desk.
India is all set to host West Indies for 2 test matches starting today. This also marks the beginning of India's home season under new skipper Shubman Gill, along with the absence of star players like R. Ashwin, Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma in red ball cricket.
We are looking to play some hard grinding cricket, and I think we've got the skill set to be able to play on any kind of wicket or any situation, and the kind of talent that we have in the team. We will be looking to dominate the series.
Next we have from ICC Women's ODI World Cup underway in India, where defending champions Australia defeated New Zealand by 89 runs in a one-sided match at Holkar Cricket Stadium in Indore last night. Opting to bat first, Australia made 326 runs with Ashley Gardner 115-run innings, who also got the Player of the Match award. In response, New Zealand got bundled out for just 237 runs. Last we have from chess, where Grandmaster P. Inayan of Tamil Nadu won the 62nd National Chess Championship in Guntur, Andhra Pradesh yesterday. He clinched the title by remaining unbeaten in over 11 rounds with 7 wins and 4 draws. Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sarabjit. With the stage set for a key visit amid global churn, Putin set to visit India in early December to bolster ties, is the opening headline in Hindustan Times. During the centenary celebrations, PM highlights RSS nation-building role, writes a statesman. The other big story covered by the newspapers today is that of key decisions taken by the Monetary Policy Committee. The Business Standard informs RBI keeps door open for rate cut, maintains repo rate at 5.5%, raises FY26 growth projection to 6.8. And finally, on Vijayadashami, Kerala Kalamandalam charts new course with Muslim girls Kathakali performance. With that, it's back to you, Sarabji.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nation pays homage to father of the nation Mahatma Gandhi and former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on their birth anniversary today. Festival of Vijayadashami or Dashera being celebrated across the country today. Government hikes minimum support prices for rabi crops for 2026-27 marketing season. At least 12 civilians killed in violent protests across Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir as demonstrators clash with Pakistani security forces. And in cricket, 2-match test series between India and West Indies to begin today in Ahmedabad. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.